Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hello, friends. We're back again. Welcome to Fightful. It is July 3rd, 2025. I'm at Joel Pearl, thejoelpearl.com on Blue Sky, and it's time for your TNA Impact show review. Oh, we're on the road to Slammiversary. I feel like we just kind of pulled over, got into a Buc-ee's, had a nice long lap around the place, picked up some snacks, just kind of took it easy for a bit, got back in the back of our truck, ate it. I don't know why we have a truck. Ate the food, got back in the driver's seat, and now we keep going because we're almost there. We're about 2 weeks away from Slammiversary, July the 20th, where there will be a post show for that event as well. But we're here. We're here every Thursday night. It's myself and, of course, my co-host, the one, the only, the fantabulous. Do you want to know something? Her name is Cresta Starr. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I recently got purple pillows, and it came with this little bed thing. And it's the best thing ever, because now when I do these shows, I could just, when I'm sports entertained, yay. When I'm sports disgusted, ooh.
Is that a fidget thing?
I don't know, but it's like made of the purple mattress material. And it's great. It's doing it for me.
Yeah. It looks like a fidget testing toy thing. But it's like in the shape of a bed with a pillow.
Honestly, the purple pillows are really nice. This is not sponsored, by the way. I'm just saying it, okay? They're really nice. I like it, okay? I like them, so.
You can't ask them to be a sponsor because we have another one that does that stuff. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
You know, do your big one, anybody.
There you go. Oh, man. Like I said, we're on the road to Slammiversary. Tonight's show was a pretty good one. It had its moments. It was an enjoyable show. I think the Knockouts title match, which we'll talk about, was probably the highlight for me. Main event talking segment, hit or miss. But overall, what do you think of tonight's show, Cresta?
I liked how we set up so many more matches for Slammiversary. I don't know what I was about to say. My brain went blue screen. I liked tonight's show overall, for the most part. The only two things I didn't like was the grand opening and the grand closing. I will say Joe Hendry feels like a third wheel in this match, and I hate that for him, but I'm a stan. I see and I get why that is happening, but it doesn't mean that I like it. Also, match of the night. Come on, Killer Kelly and Masha. It was violent, but nobody was bleeding. So I was very sports entertained.
So you admit it. Joe Hendry's a third wheel here.
I don't like it. But tonight,
one match.
But tonight, you definitely saw it. You definitely saw it. It's like, yo, you're here because, and I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that.
There is only one triple threat match that I would have made for this particular event, and they're airing it next week instead.
The
International Championship match.
Is that even on the Slammiversary card?
No. That's next week. But my point is, of all the triple threats, of all the multi-person matches, all the opportunities, all the options, the only triple threat match I would have made for Slammiversary is the international title match that they're doing next week. Macklin, something, Mance Warner. Those three guys, put them in a Slammiversary triple threat. That's a match I want to see. I don't care for multi-person matches. I don't. I think that they're a cop-out at the best of times. A one-on-one match that has stakes, that has reasons to exist, that's what I want. Triple threats typically are made to get one person out of, you know, not pinned, they don't lose anything. The title holder loses their title without losing their title, things like that. I have no interest in that. Wrestling is about winners and losers. It's about who's the better wrestler on the day that they're wrestling. Who's got the momentum? Who's got the, like, what is the feeling? What is the match? It's team sports. Your team doesn't suddenly go on an advantage for an entire match just because they say so. They do it when they do something wrong, and that's for a short amount of time. Uh-huh. So I am of the belief that it should be the only triple threat should be that international title match, but we're getting it next week instead. Shouldn't be the world title. Shouldn't be. I'm fine with the four-way ladder match because there's a reason for it and it makes enough sense for me, and it's a car crash match. We'll talk mm-hmm. about that for months. I'm just of the belief that when you do it one-on-one in the ring, you give them a reason to fight, and that's the way it should be, especially on one of your biggest shows of the year.
I see where you're coming from, but I will say that a story is just as important. And there is a story here, just because I personally don't like it. I understand why everyone is here. Mike Santana, in my opinion, absolutely is the next guy up. Trick Williams has it now. Whether Joe or Trick eats the pin, Santana's pinning somebody. And it makes sense to have the guy who, in my opinion, because Santana said a lot of things about Joe Hendry tonight. Everybody said a lot of things about people, and a lot of things were true. A lot of things were true. I didn't like it. A lot of things were true, though, you know? But you can't say that Joe Hendry didn't do something for TNA. You know what I mean? TNA, you got to give credit where credit is due. Virality is still virality, bro. On WrestleMania, whether you got pinned or not in the Royal Rumble, whether you won it or not, it's still an achievement in and of itself, only achieved by him and Jordan Grace and Mickey James at this point. So we'll talk about it later, but I see where you're coming from. But I think that the story is here for it to make sense. And whether it's Joe's send-off, Santana's christening, or Trick Williams showing that he can work other styles remains to be seen.
And I largely agree with you. And we will talk about it later when we get to the main event. For now, how about we set this thing up? Go ahead, leave a thumbs up on the video if you haven't already. This is the kind of content that you get from us every single day. And I'm serious. Every single day on Fightful, there is a post show of some sorts. I don't think there's a SmackDown post show tomorrow because A, it's been taped, and B, it's America Day. I'm Canadian. We did that on Tuesday, and I still came to work. Nope, Tuesday was my day off. Either way, I'm still coming to work tomorrow because I still have In the Weeds. Regardless, we got content every single day. If there isn't something live, then there's something of an interview or some sort of something coming at you on this channel. So go ahead, subscribe, leave a thumbs up on this video. As I said, you can donate a super chat, any amount, get your question or your statement read on the air, and it supports us here on this channel, which is a big help because we are self-funded. We are self-sufficient and not self-funded, but you guys fund us with your questions and your comments, and we always appreciate those because we get to talk about that and other stuff that happened on and off the shows. And you can also head over to Humper Chats and leave one over there. Cresta, you know what to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, they, thems, and my non-binary friends, you can head on over to humperchats.com, leave your question in the little question box or your comment. You can tell us, hey guys, do you like ham and cheese? And we'll give you our answer. We get to keep a little bit more of the donation over on Humper Chats. So again, go ahead and use humperchats.com.
Spoiler alert, I'm a Jew, so now who am I
kidding? Also don't eat pork. I don't eat pork either, so we're both fake.
I just don't cook it. I mean, I'll eat it once in a while, but that's just me. Anyway, go ahead, get your Humper Chats in, get your super chats in. Let's talk about this dang show. Let's talk about it, and then proceed not to talk about it for a full 25 minutes, shall we?
Let's go. Let's sit at each other just now.
It's gonna start getting questions. Why was your post show an hour of not talking? Why not?
Telepathically. We did a Randy Orton rendition. We heard the voices in our head. Did you guys not hear it?
We just texted each other throughout the entire show. All you hear is this ding, ding, ding.
Can you imagine the whole time you and I, heads down, typing to chat while we have the whole thing? That's all you see.
It's like most people just having a meal these days. That's just what happens.
I won't lie. That's literally me every time I get on my stream. I have a full meal and I'm talking, watching wrestling. You're great, guys.
No words, just vibes.
just vibes and nuggets.
Just vibes and nuggets. Did you know what I made yesterday? I made chicken donuts. Yeah.
Go on.
It's literally chicken nuggets, but they're formed like donuts and they're breaded. like with a traditional breading. They're just, they're O-shaped nuggets. And you fry them.
Chicken. I like this. I like this. Yeah. I think I will copy you
and make, I recommend it.
Chicken donuts. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about it. Chicken donuts.
Talk about chicken donuts. Come on, Trick. Come and talk about it. Come talk about chicken donuts.
New tag team, chicken donuts. Trickin' donuts.
Trickin' donuts is exactly what I'm calling it. It's better than trickin' egg.
Trickin' donuts. Let's go.
Let's talk about it. We open tonight's Impact. By the way, tonight's show is sponsored by Fightful Select, the best $5.99 in the business. We got all of your information all the time. Yes, chicken donuts, Dex. You'll hear about it. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
The inspiration. They defeat Tessa Blanchard and Victoria Crawford. Indy Hartwell comes out. She's on commentary, gassing up her fellow country women in the inspiration, talking about their past and how they influenced Indy to come and join the wrestling world and get involved in that. And we're still doing the story about not taking accountability. They're playing in our faces, Cresta. You were right from the get-go, talking about not taking accountability, about Tessa's tag team partner. Tessa leaves Victoria high and dry. Inspiration hit their finish. They pin Victoria Crawford. Indy and Tessa fight at ringside. Indy challenges Tessa to a match at Slammiversary. So that's been added. It's a one-on-one match. Fine with this, because at least they've told a story between Indy's past and having Tessa as part of it. Don't love that they're doing the accountability story. I think that's really, really disgusting, playing that in our faces, who know. And the Knockouts tag titles have also been added. The Inspiration will take on the Elegance at Slammiversary. We open with your thoughts, Ms. Star.
So I'm going to talk about the things that I like, because I want to be Care Bear Cresta today.
Damn.
I'm sorry. Maybe. I might be a salty boot. Maybe. When the Iconics Inspiration left, I was one of those people like, wow, they were kind of annoying. But when they left, I was like, wait a minute. We don't really have any actual tag teams in any division anywhere. I'm so glad they are back. So I get to see the Inspiration versus the Iconics. Elegance brand. I can't wait. That's going to be freaking comedy. That's going to be jokes. And I love a good joke. That being said, I wish, and rest in peace, but I wish someone like a Test would be like Indy's trainer, because she has such big move charisma. I would love to see her big boot Test. Just a big Test, like a big boot, like you lean into it. But I don't know who was really tall in wrestling, because I was like a Natalia, would get her all the way together, or a Charlotte Flair, but I don't know if Charlotte Flair helps. I don't know. Again, I'm just saying that I think this match will be cute. I do not like the storyline. I hope this match doesn't overstay its welcome, and I hope that Indy Hartwell wins.
I would like to see Indy win. I'd like to see Indy on the path towards maybe a Bound for Glory Knockouts Championship match against whoever's the Knockouts champion. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But I think Indy challenging for the Knockouts title at Bound for Glory, assuming she's on the ascent from now through that time frame, that could make sense. And I think Indy is someone who continues to develop and continues to show herself as a credible wrestler, gets better each time she's in the ring. I think that she's cutting promos at a rate that we didn't see her cut before. Mm-hmm. They're better. She's kind of gaining that confidence that maybe was lacking in WWE's presentation of Indy Hartwell. So I'm interested in seeing the evolution of Indy Hartwell.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, that's where I will end that statement. As for the Inspiration and the Elegance, we were looking forward to this match once the Inspiration showed up. We just know it's going to be a funny, comedy-laden showcase. And these
are the perfect teams to do it.
Yeah, they're not serious. They can wrestle. They like all four women can go, but they'll do some comedy spots. It will be fun, and I like the idea that, you know, these four women are direct plays off each other in ways, but still different enough that they can tell different stories. And also, they started doing this during the Battle Royal last week, where they were doing the pose off. Do it again. It'll be fun. I like it.
The only way this would be funnier is if we have the Inspiration, the Elegance brand, and the influence. What is Madison Rain doing nowadays?
She's in AEW, so I doubt you'll be seeing her.
Yo. Tony Khan, let her come outside and play. It is for 20 minutes for the nostalgia. And who was she in the tag team with
Angelina Love?
Bring her back. I don't know where she is. Bring her back.
I'm fine without seeing Angelina Love. But anyway, Madison Rain, she's working at AEW. I love someone in the chat being like, I hate that every time I see them, I hear elegance. You could thank the Simpsons for that. It's the Flanders. Now it's the elegance. Tasha Steeles with Order 4. Although I guess they'd be called Order 3 because there's three of them without a leader, right? Is it still four because Cedric Alexander kind of took over for Ali in this case? Or
would it be Order 5 or Order Fries since there's five of them realistically?
Well, just five guys doesn't really exist anymore. They're kind of out the door in New Japan. They're not a thing.
But it's four guys and Tasha.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not the same anymore. For those who remember, who watch in the weeds, we're getting towards Forbidden Door season for AEW. There was a time when my favorite bit was just five guys, but it would be MJF puts together a New Japan stable, an AEW stable. It would be his own AEW stable, just five Jews, and Maxwell Jacob Friedman's just five Jews would take on just five guys. Got there, though. We didn't get there. I tried. I really tried.
I can only think of two Jewish wrestlers, and one of them is MJF.
Yeah, one of them is Goldberg, I'm sure.
Girl!
Cole Cabana, he's Jewish.
Is he?
Yeah, Marina Shafir is also Jewish.
Is she?
She is.
Hey, shout out to the Jewish people. Shout out to Jewish people.
We do okay. There's a whole, once a year, I for the last couple of years, myself, Emily Mayheller, and yeah. Oh my God, the Second Wrestling's owner, Jeremy Fine, we put together the 18, the chutzpah list, the high list. It's the Hanukkah best of wrestlers list that you can find. Just go scroll back.
That's got to be camp. That's got to be so camp.
Listen, it's mostly them. It's mostly them putting it together. I co-sign. I tell them some things could be here. Some people could be there. Gal, who works with the Evolve and IL program, mm-hmm. he's also Jewish. So we all exist. It's fine. We're good. Just five Jews is one of my favorites. But it'll be back. Don't worry. Forbidden Door is just around the corner. Tasha Steeles with Order 4, maybe Order 3. I don't know anymore. She calls out both Ali and Cedric Alexander. Cedric says Tasha called her because Ali hasn't been, or Cedric says Tasha called him because Ali has changed. And then they start the 205 history lesson, their match at WrestleMania. John Cena was there sitting ringside while John Cena was waiting for The Undertaker to wait for him. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Cedric was there because he wants to help. And Ali's like, I don't want your help. I want a WrestleMania rematch for some reason. I want to beat you because I've never done that. So at Slammiversary, Ali versus Cedric Alexander in a match that I'm personally looking forward to as a match one-on-one. I am curious about why we had to make this a WrestleMania rematch at a show that is not WrestleMania.
Come on now.
Not WWE. Regardless, they get physical. Cedric and the Great Hands beat up Secret Service. It's happening. I'm looking forward to the match. The story is just very strange. It's just, hey, Ali, you're an asshole. And Ali's uh-huh. like, yes, I am. But also, I will fight you. Okay, let's fight.
Yeah, the story, yo, I'm not going to lie. I'm biased. They could have said obtuse rubber goo chartreuse were wrestling. And I'm like, all right, that sounds fair to me. Because I do remember the Cedric Alexander Mustafa Ali. I do remember Cedric Alexander, Buddy Matthews, and those matches had no right being that good. So the only way this could get better if there's an Ultimate X match, and it's not gonna be one. But I hate to say it, like I agree with you. This storyline doesn't really make sense. Like, yeah, he's a jerk, and he's like, "Well, fight me," and that's it. And it's like that's cool and all, but also. I don't know. I want to see them fight. I know it's going to be good. So again, I don't care. I don't care what the storyline is.
I'm fine with it. It's just a very strange storyline that they're telling. Oh, well.
You know what this, strange.
What this does for me is because we haven't heard officially whether or not Cedric Alexander is under a TNA contract. Mm-hmm. To me, this feels like Cedric may have been, this isn't me reporting, this is purely me speculating, so don't go too far, anybody. This feels like Cedric was brought in for the build to Slammiversary, and I'm guessing Ali gets his win over the guy he couldn't beat in WWE. He beats him, and Ali just gets more power and becomes more crazy as he continues up his ranks to going for the world title, I assume. That's where I'm at, because unless they come out and say Cedric signed, which honestly, he could also beat Ali and then they announce Cedric signed a deal, then you could do that. But in my eyes, Ali wins. I don't expect Cedric to be a long time, you know, performer in TNA, but I don't know for sure.
I agree with, I don't think Cedric's going to be a long time performer there. And I, at first I sports hated it because it doesn't fit with my Hurt Syndicate fantasy. And then I sports liked it because I'm like, okay, wait, no, Cedric Alexander, considering the depth of the roster that TNA has, especially in that Cruiserweight X Division area, I live for it. I think it'd be great. I kind of don't want Ali to win here. It would be nice if Order 4 or the Cabin or whatever they're going to call themselves after that were on the same page. Because now we've got, like later on in the show, we see Deep State. Is that what it is? Deep State? Deep State? I don't know what it's called.
Dark State.
Dark State. Oh, that's another thing. I'm sorry, guys. My brain is fried. Dark
deep,
State.
Deep State is something else going on in your world. It's in not your even country.
So Dark State is here. You know, you still have the system. I think a unified front, whether you guys are heroes, anti-heroes, and then Cedric finishes up, I think that would be nice. But I don't know how that would work, because typically I feel like a faction warfare, just talking about AEW, it leads to stadium stampede or something like that. In TNA, there's no really like warfare. There's no war games, you know? So it would be nice if these guys were all on the same front, but then who are they going to fight?
Well, I guess we're going to find out soon, aren't we?
Okay, fair enough.
The Knockouts title chain match. Masha Slamovich defends against Killer Kelly, defeats her. Masha's closing in on Jordan Grace's title reign length, 250 days versus 287. They did mention that in commentary. They spent a lot of time playing around with the posts to start, kind of hitting each other against the ring post and everything like that. Eventually, Killer Kelly gets her hand wrapped up in the chain, but Masha turns that around, uses the chain against the steps, and Killer Kelly, you know, basically gets her ass kicked until she, Killer Kelly, that is, hits the Angel's Wings for a near fall, then a snowplow for Masha for a near fall. Masha eventually chokes out Killer Kelly with a chain. This is an excellent, excellent fun match. It's violent, but it's not bloody. And I think it's a good story that they're telling from a time that they once had when they were bound by a chain and that was their whole gimmick. Now this was the perfect, to me, not perfect. I think this was an excellent blow off for the Masha and Killer Kelly story. What did you think of this? Because I know you're not huge into superfluous violence in wrestling, but I don't venture to think this was too much for you.
No, I think if it tells a story, I'm here for it. If it's just blood for the sake of blood, I'm like, oh, sports disgusted. This match was fantastic. I enjoyed this match. To me, this match is up there with their first match. And even with, I don't know if it was Deonna Purrazzo versus Chelsea Green or if they were on a tag team together versus somebody else. But these two ladies went through like three tables and Deonna Purrazzo got up, was like, I eat those. I eat those. Like, yo, you're a monster, bro. But this was pure good. This is violence for me on a level that I could take. The way she choked out Killer Kelly with that inverted, with the knee on the, disgusting. However, good. I don't like it when mom and mom fight. So I guess is what it had to be. But I would like to see if somehow they get back to being friends. I don't want this to be the last time I see Killer Kelly. So I don't know what we do here with Killer Kelly going forward. It'd be nice to have Killer Kelly have her back against those against Fatal Influence.
So I forget where I was going to go with this. Masha winning Killer Kelly. This was the blow off. I don't think you're not going to see Killer Kelly. I think Kelly's still going to be very much involved in the Knockouts division, where she can be, because again, she is a new mom. She did come in for this, but this was her return, and they spent enough time, you know, building her both returning and telling the story of why she's back, where she's been, without saying that she was off having a child. But they've done a good job of saying, like, I'm back. So I don't think you're going to see Kelly go into the shadows. I think you're going to see Killer Kelly get involved. As to where that is, who knows? Because we're just finishing the story for the Knockouts title, and now we have the JC Jane and Fatal Influence story, because post-match NXT's Fatal Influence take out Masha Slamovich. Zaya Brookside and Laying Lee come out to help Masha Slamovich. JC Jane holds up the TNA Knockouts title, and we find out that at Slammiversary, it's going to be Masha Slamovich versus either JC Jane or Jordynne Grace for a title for title match. The NXT Women's and Knockouts titles are on the line. I'm assuming this is winner take all, because usually title versus title is the winner takes the loser's title. But that's where we're at right now. Masha and either JC Jane or Jordynne Grace. And then we got a super chat from Will Chisholm saying, will Masha Slamovich help Jordynne Grace win at Evolution? I'll start with your feelings, Cresta, about this, and then I'll add my two cents.
If you're new here, I'm a Jordynne Grace stan. I love her. I love buff Sabrina Carpenter. I love her. I love her boots. That being said, I unfortunately think she is going to lose at Evolution. And I don't know how real or not this is, but I like to believe an eye for an eye. I truly believe an eye for an eye. That being said, I think Fatal Influence will interfere at Evolution. Jordynne will lose at Evolution. It'll be JC versus Masha at Slammiversary. And then what will happen after that is Masha and Killer Kelly will stop Fatal Influence from interfering, and Masha will be double champ. That's what I think. That is just my two cents. Because to me, that's eye for an eye. And that would make sense. And it would protect everyone involved. Because how are you going to help these old girls? You just came here from TNA, but you also screwed her over. You know what I mean? So that's just how I see it.
I put this out there a while ago. The JC Jane story is not about Jordynne Grace beating her. It is about Blake Monroe, the former Mariah May, beating JC Jane in Fatal Influence, because that's been the story. They've come after Blake Monroe, came after JC Jane when she debuted, and then JC Jane and Fatal Influence took out Blake Monroe when she signed her NXT contract on TV. Jordynne Grace won a series of matches to get a title shot at Evolution. This is just a match for these two women, and it's also Jane's first title defense, because she's not defending it at the Great American Bash. They're doing a tag program. It's going to be Jordynne Grace and Blake Monroe taking on Fallon Henley and JC Jane. So with that in mind, it is Blake Monroe's title to win. However, I think the Slammiversary match is still Masha and JC. I think they wonk the finish. Because
I was thinking that too. It could be wonky.
Unless they do something quick to put the title, whoever wins whoever's title, unless they do it quickly to then give it back to whatever brand, I can see it going both ways. I can see them either wonking the finish and having nobody win the titles, or I can see Masha winning the NXT Women's Championship and then basically either giving it up and being like, I don't want this shit, or she sticks around for one cycle, loses it to whoever. But again, it's still JC. The reason why I'm going with Masha is because this is 50-50ing the partnership where they took the men's title.
Yeah.
NXT took the TNA men's title. Why wouldn't, you know, Masha take the NXT women's title? I would just wonk the finish because it's Blake Monroe beating JC Jane. That's the story. It doesn't make sense to have Blake beat Masha. It doesn't make sense to have, you know, JC versus Indy Hartwell. You could do it, but it's just, it feels a little too, you know? So I just expect a wonky finish. That's where I'm at.
I think you can give it to Masha. And I think between then and the Great American Bash, JC Jane wins it back. And yes, you start a program with Blake Monroe. I think I do agree with you on the 50-50 because y'all got the men's title and everyone praises TNA women's division. So, okay, I'll give you that. And sorry, JC Jane, but it'll also give you like, well, I beat Masha and this, that, and the third, and I'm the toughest woman, blah, blah, blah. I don't watch NXT, so.
So this is actually really funny. Zeno and I are saying Masha Slamovich versus Blake Monroe is a money feud for both TNA and WWE. For those who watch in the weeds, when Blake Monroe debuted in NXT and we talked about the partnership, I think Sean jumped in as he frequently does on our show. And I kind of made the joke. I'm like, I want to see Blake Monroe, Masha Slamovich. And he's like, oh, that would be really fun. That is a money matchup. It is a fun match to think about. What the story is, considering they're both good guys right now, that's where I'm a little thrown up because I don't know how you tell the story of Blake Monroe and Masha Slamovich. Both want to be the best women, but Blake is a character type of wrestler, and Masha is a best kind of wrestler. So it's a tough story to tell. I don't know how you would do it. It's not impossible, but again, you make a way to do it and it can make sense. But for now, I just want the finish between the title versus title match.
I agree with you on that. I think there has to be a way where they tag team and do like, we're good guys, we're against these bad guys because we're both like a champions challenge or something like that. So they can introduce each other and work on it from there.
Exactly. Or they can have someone win at Slammiversary and then like at Impact Live, drop it back to JC Jane, do a rematch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever just gets them even, quote unquote. Anyway, speaking of even, Eric Young, he's a ghost and he gets it. He understands. He's going after Hometown Man. I hate Hometown Man, but if you're going to have anybody go after this Hometown Man, make it the crazy ghost. Make it the crazy, insane, doesn't even know. He knows exactly who Hometown Man is, and he's a ghost who just haunts these hallways. He's got his big white beard. Some would call him Santa, but he's jacked Santa. Let EY and Hometown Man just go at it and have EY, I don't know, do to him what Cody Deaner did to Eric Young, if you get it. Eric Young just licking his back. Let's go. Shivin' it, Hometown Man.
I'm not going to hold you, man. This is, at first I was like, ha, ha, ha. And now I'm like, okay.
Shit sucks.
I'm kind of on Joel Pearl's side. I'm like, let's not do this. Let's not do this. Let's not do this.
But you know, it's going to be great when he beats the shit out of Hometown Man.
Is it sad that I don't think that's going to happen?
Hometown Man's going to get a win over EY?
Yeah, because like, the next segment is Eric Young talking to Northern Armory, and it gave me flashbacks of Violent by Design. You guys lose once or twice, and now you're beating up your people. You're blaming them. You embarrass me. Also, is Travis Williams the guy with the black hair? Or is that Judas Icarus?
No, that's Judas Icarus. Travis is bald.
Okay. Travis, oh, bald, easy. Judas... You're
bald, bald Travis, hairy Judas.
Judas is a clown because the whole time he was talking, Eric Young was, he looked like he wanted to kiss him. I don't know what he was doing with his mouth, but he was doing a... I couldn't take this seriously. I
wanted to kiss him. Jesus Christ.
Go back and watch that segment.
No, I saw it.
Look at his face as Eric Young is talking. He's like, you're right. I just want to...
By the way, sorry, this popped me. It's gonna be crazy when they remove his mask and it turns out to be Chad Gable.
Stop it.
Hometown Manicano.
Honestly, at this point, it could be oh my god, Ezekiel.
Well, he's injured too, so
you want to hear Zeke speak?
No. Yeah, like you said, EY is with Northern Armory. Says Sinner and Saint embarrassed him. Got EY kicked out last week and they lost to the Hardys. And then they're like, we're with you, EY. All right, we'll find out. They announced through the injury report that Trey Miguel has a hernia, apparently. So he's currently sidelined. Hopefully he's good for Slammiversary next or the middle of this month. And then they do the Santana promo on the stairs. Notice how he's wearing an Eddie Guerrero shirt. I say he's taking the world title. And he better. Because if he doesn't, Cresta, if he doesn't win the world title, if Santana doesn't win a Slammiversary, I'm quitting this post show.
If Santana doesn't win at Slammiversary, I'm going to be sports disappointed, but not sports surprised.
I'm quitting this post show if Santana doesn't win. I put it out there on other socials. I'm putting it out there tonight. Mike Santana, I hope you're watching. I know other people that you work with are watching. I need you to heed these words.
That's crazy.
I will quit this post show if you don't win at Slammiversary. I will quit. I will leave. I will walk out. I will do the Slammiversary post show. Might even do the Impact Live because those are fun. But if you don't win, I'm out.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's crazy. I didn't know he was the booker. Joel, you're a bully. You know what? If I'm Mike Santana, I'm taking a dive just because you said that.
No, and by the way, people were like, well, what's worse, Santana losing or Hangman losing? I want Hangman to lose because I want to see the world burn. But I cannot let Mike Santana lose. Hangman's not from Texas. Hangman's not from the state of Texas. He don't live there. He doesn't live. Mike Santana is a New York boy. Granted, he's Puerto Rican, but like, he's a New York boy. Come on.
I'm going to be real with you. If Santana loses, the only other option for me is Joe Hendry, and that's because I'm a stan. If Trick Williams retains, I might be with Joel. Probably I'd be like, you got it. You don't want me to watch. I don't know.
They will be making a stupid error if they don't have Mike Santana win.
I agree. However,
this is the same company that did this to Joe Hendry at his height. I get it. I know.
I'm glad you know what I was about to say.
Of course I do. We did this dance for months. We talked about this. And then after I was like, you know what? I'm over it. Mike Santana, just do it. A Genesis, do it. And then I saw what they were doing. I got it. I said, Slammiversary. They go to New York. It's time. He beat Josh Alexander on Josh's way out. Let's go. It's time. He's the heart and soul now. He's the dude. I get it. Mike Santana probably leaving TNA sooner than later too, because, you know, he impressed WWE officials, as both PW Insider and Fightful Select had reported. We know. Give the man his title. Give him his gold watch. You gave it to Joe Hendry. Give it to Mike. And that way I won't have to quit. Now that I've put it all on the line, do it.
Dang, you guys heard it here first. If Mike Santana does not win, Joe Pearl will be quitting the TNA post show. More at 11.
Someone saying, how about you bully Taz off commentary instead? No, I like
Taz. I love Taz on commentary.
I like Taz.
Bro, I can't talk because I know people who hate Don Callis on commentary, and I love Don Callis on commentary because the way Taz gets annoyed at Don Callis and Don Callis just makes stuff up. Oh, great. Honestly, I love those two, but I digress.
I will quit this post show. I'm going to start getting text messages from people at TNA being like, what the fuck are you doing?
Don't leave us here with Cressa because she's just going to laugh.
I am forcing your hands.
Listen, I won't quit, but if you don't put it on Santana, at least put it on Joe Hendry. Come on. Nakamura.
I will tweet Tommy Dreamer very inappropriate things.
He's like, I'm going to get my dad Scott DeMore on you, Mr. Dreamer. I'm singing.
And I like Tommy Dreamer. We've had many nice conversations in the past. But I will not allow this one.
Joel's taking a stand.
I am taking a stand. We're doing this. We're doing this for Mike Santana. We're doing this for me. We're doing it for the people.
You're the hometown man. Hometown Joel.
I am hometown Joel. For this moment, no, this Diener tweet HBK to intervene. He blocked me. He's blocked everybody. That's what HBK does. There you go.
Casually checks to see if I want my. There's only one person I know I'm blocked by, and I don't care. And I'm not telling you guys because I don't want that smoke. Because I'm a lie.
I'm blocked by someone that you stan very openly. So there you go. Matt Cardona defeats Edward Edwards with Lish Edwards. Do you want to know something?
Do I want?
Edward Edwards lost the match. Lish slips Eddie Edwards the ring. Myers tells Edwards don't do it because Matt Cardona's my friend. Matt Cardona gets a surprise jackknife pin on Edwards, gets the win. Post-match, that's really all that matters. NXT's Dark State arrive and they take out Matt Cardona and they stare down the system members who are at ringside. If you watched NXT on Tuesday, they said, we're going to go. You won't see where we're going next. I'm like, I mean, I do. I read NXT spoilers. I know where you're going next. But Dark State, they haven't done much with them on NXT lately. So for them to come and do some TNA work, looks like they're going to have some stuff with Matt Cardona in the system. What do you think of this whole Dark State thing? Because you're not a big NXT person.
I had no idea what was going on. I was sports scared. I thought Retribution got back together. I didn't know what was going on. I've heard about the legendary NXT parking lots, and I thought they were bringing that here, and they low-key did. So, you know, Matt Cardona don't even go here. So why y'all beating him up? Secondly, there's like five of y'all. You know who else has five people? The system. If you're gonna beef with somebody, beef with the big dogs. And while I don't like the system, and I'm not saying they're the big dogs, but the system is the big dogs. So instead of jumping Mr. Always Ready, he wasn't ready. He had just had a match, so he was on cooldown. I think if you're gonna be a group, go after the group.
Anyway, Dark State versus the system is probably what they're gonna do anyway.
Yeah.
Hometown Man was thankfully attacked backstage.
That's crazy.
Presumably by a ghost. He was also unmasked by the ghost.
Which is also pretty funny, considering I lost my train of thought. Oh, my God.
That is very funny. Thank you. Good time to remind people, get in your super chats, get in your Humper chats. Tell them what you think about Impact, TNA, and all the rest. Come on. Tell us. Tell us how you feel.
Tell me how you feel. I'm kidding.
No, you're not. Go ahead.
Tell me how you feel.
Oh, anyway, Leon Slater promo. I got to tell you, this was actually really fun for those who, this is not funny if you're hometown man. It's pretty funny if you're hometown man. He sucks. Anyway, Leon Slater, he's great. He's great. And it's great that they're pushing him as like this young, hungry, white meat baby face who made sacrifices. He's on the journey. His story is very solid. And like, they're doing very traditional storytelling with Leon. And add in the rubs he's gotten from the Hardys and from other, you know, well-established members of TNA and outside wrestling, and a personal struggle. He, you know, put it out there this week through his promo that like, that his dad left at a young age. It's been him and his mom and his sister ever since then. And he says like, I'm not doing this for my dad. I'm doing this for my mom and for my family. And he's all in for the X Division title. And this is your feel good moment of Slammiversary. In my opinion, we've been talking about it for weeks. This kind of solidifies, probably months even, but this solidifies things. Leon Slater is the guy. I thought this promo was really, really well done. What were your thoughts watching this whole thing?
That's a Hardy boy. I love Leon Hardy. I think he's so great. And he has that same charm that Casey Navarro has, where you just want them to succeed. I want the best for him, no matter what he did. Even it would break my heart, but even if he heel turned on the Hardys, I want that to be the nastiest heel run he ever did do. You know what I mean? I think he's so talented. And again, TNA doesn't miss when they do their video essays about a wrestler, whether it's their struggles or their triumphs. TNA really does take great care with them. I don't have anything but positive things to say about this. My only beef, I guess, with this, and I guess the overarching beef with the show, was that the audio was kind of weird the whole night. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't have that problem. How were you watching tonight?
I was watching on TNA Plus.
Oh, okay. I was watching it on Sportsnet 360 because I can't watch it on YouTube because Canada is excluded from everything.
That's anti-Canada, and this won't stand.
No, it won't. I had people from TNA message me about this, and they're just like, well, Rogers Sportsnet paid a lot of money for us, so that's part of the deal. We can't air on YouTube in Canada. And I'm like, well, that's some garbage. So if this isn't a free NordVPN.com/Fightful plug for you, here it is. Go and get it right now, because then you can watch TNA for free on YouTube. If you're Canadian and looking for a place to watch it, it's really, I'm just plugging it for the Canadians right now. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Go ahead, Canadians.
Honestly, like, Yeah, I hope if Leon Slater doesn't win, then you've got to let Mike Santana win. Like, don't piss me off. Don't piss me off.
Let them both win. Damn it.
Yeah.
Everyone's all like, oh, All in Texas is going to be a feel-good show, and all the right people are going to win their match. Oh, do it for Slammiversary, too. Damn it. Do it there, too.
Honestly, I think you have a better chance of a feel-good moment at Slammiversary than at All In, because I'm of the mind that Hangman should win, but also crossing over. Death Riders are becoming Roman Reigns, and I'm at the point where if I cheer against you, you're just gonna win anyway. So tribal chief. So
yeah, that's right. You cheer for Moxley because Moxley's gonna retain.
I don't want him to.
He's gonna win. I'm sick. And you're gonna get Darby versus Moxley at All Out, and that's when the moment's gonna happen. I'm gonna watch it live in Toronto. That's what's gonna happen. Tony. I'm gonna be like Tony Khan. I'm gonna be in the press room, and I'm gonna be like Tony Khan. When did you decide that you didn't want to pivot at All In? When did you decide? Because personally, I thought it was a great idea. In fact, I've been praising that idea for months now on In the Weeds, every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern on youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked. I will say verbatim, I will say it exactly like this into the microphone on an AEW live stream that like however many thousands of people are watching. Like, when did you decide that this was the moment? Because, you know, Darby climbed a mountain, he didn't talk about it, and then he decided he'd come back, and then he wanted to talk about it. So let's talk about it. And then Tony will proceed not to talk about it because, you know.
I'll say, that's a good question. Thank you. So all over the world.
You'll get a full rundown of the event, and then you will get no answer to your question.
Hey, yeah, exactly. I love Tony Khan, but I don't love him. But I
be watching the work he's doing.
I appreciate what you be doing, Mr. Khan, but I also know a worker when you, Jeff Jarrett, 365.
Hey, man, listen, people who like Joel Burn It Down, Pearl, listen, I'll put it very bluntly. Some people got really deep into their feelings when Swerve didn't win the title. Because they were so set that Dynasty, it was going to be Swerve's time. He's going to win it back. It was happening. It's going to happen. And I was like, no, man, it's not going to happen. It ain't happening. Stop trying to make it happen. And then when it didn't, some people got really in their feels. So all I'm saying is that this time, they're really building it with Hangman. And all I'm saying is don't. Keep your expectations low. Keep them low.
Tribal Chief did that to me. That's where I'm at. I would like Hangman to win, but I fully expect Death Rider shenanigans.
Everyone's like, it's going to be WrestleMania 40. It's going to be all this stuff is going to happen, and this person's coming out, and that person. I'm like, what if it's WrestleMania 39? What if it's 39? What if the Tribal Chief just repeats?
Y'all don't care no more, bro. You're making me mad. Anyway, we got Mance Warner and Jake something. Well, fuck you. I'm sorry. I'm getting you're making me mad. I'm getting salty because I'm thinking about it. And I'm also thinking about the fact that Santana could really lose at that Slammiverse.
Well, then I'm going to quit. So it's okay.
No, don't quit. I love you, Joel.
It's okay. You'll have another co-host who's probably more efficient at this. It won't be Denise. She's doing her own TNA post-show now. So
SP3.
It'll be SP3. He'll stay up late for y'all. It's not WrestleMania 9 with Darby Allin. I think I've already said it, that the tag match. This is the last AEW talk about, and then I'll bring it back to In the Weeds tomorrow. The tag match, and I'm going to talk about this tomorrow. Jack Perry is going to interfere on behalf of the Bucks, and the Bucks are going to beat Ospreay and Swerve because Jack Perry's coming back, baby. He's going to realign with his boys in the Elite. He's going to bring the Jack off bus and everything.
Can you be wrong? Because I thought about that. I'm like, what if Jack Perry? I'm not going to put that in the universe. And here you are, like, nah, but it wouldn't make sense. There's always another oos. There's always another Elite. There's always somebody else, okay? And to make matters worse, you got an Elite up in the Don Callis family. If you think Kazuchika, Mr. Okada, Mr. Rainmaker Moneybags himself, is it going to be like, you want to screw somebody over? Come on. All right. Satanic summer behavior. That's crazy.
Listen, man, I'm trying to burn this place to the ground before I leave.
Not you doing the Seth Rollins. I play up, he's like, da-da-da-da-da, Joe Burrow coming down to the scrum.
I do not have the money for that type of wardrobe.
I will drag queen, sew you a robe. So you can go to this, and I'll hot glue some glasses with the...
I'm having too much fun, Charlie Murphy. I'm sorry.
I already have people asking if I'm going to Slammiversary, and no, I'm not. People have been like, you coming? I'm just like, no, I'm not coming to the States for the next 18 to 24 months. That's just not happening.
I don't blame you, pal.
Yep. Jake Something versus Mance Warner ends in a disqualification because Steve Macklin's on commentary. While both men beat the shit out of each other, Something accidentally punches Macklin. They set off Macklin, and he goes after Something, starting the DQ. And then they made this a triple threat match for next week on Impact. And this is, like I said, the only triple threat match that should be at Slammiversary should be the one that they're doing next week. And it's this match. The International Championship match should be a knockdown, drag them out fight between Jake Something, Mance Warner, and Steve Macklin. Steve Macklin, who, by the way, Fightful Select reported, this is a contract year for him. It's coming up. What he does next, don't know. Has this been one of the better runs of his career? Absolutely. Has this international title, this defense, this inaugural title reign been the best? I think it's been up and down because it's just sometimes he's on the show and sometimes he's not. But that being said, this is the triple threat I wanted. We're getting it. I just wish they did it at the pay-per-view.
Well, my comments for this match is, again, the audio was Metro Boomin. And this match, I support men's wrongs. Sometimes I just want to see meaty men fight each other. This triple threat. To your point about Macklin sometimes being on TV, I think it's more of a, sometimes you got to build credible opponents and not AJ Francis, who seems to weasel his way on TV every week like Don Callis.
Not you know this what week, I mean? Though.
Listen, he's hurt, so I respect it.
No, he's cleared. He's cleared.
Oh, they said he is cleared. Listen, my friend is hurt. I ride for my homie. I ride for KC. My friend is hurt.
It's fine. He's on the show next week. Nick Nemeth defeats Zachary Wentz. And we get a Myron Reed signing.
Myron Reed.
Trey Miguel once told me in an interview that hasn't made air unless you're a Fightful member, I think. I don't know. Let's just leave it at that. He told me how badly he wanted to introduce Myron as an official rascal on TNA and reunite all four members, but it never came together. It never worked at the same time. Everyone's kind of gone their own way and done their own thing. But tonight, it's really nice to see Myron Reed back. It's nice to see him involved. Zachary Wentz does lose because Ryan Nemeth gets involved. Wentz goes after Ryan Nemeth after that. And then Zachary Wentz eats a super kick. Knick Knack Paddywhack gives Nemeth the win. And that's the match. But Myron Reed's there also because his partner is Killer Kelly, and she had high involvement in the weekend, and someone had to look after their beautiful child. So it's nice to see Myron Reed get a chance to be out in front of the crowd. Nemeth defeats Zachary Wentz. Your thoughts?
Surprisingly, there was only cheating at the end, which I was quite surprised about. I do think Myron Reed should have hit Ryan Nemeth, but Ryan Nemeth, much like Roderick Strong, has a very punchable face. So I think he just always should get hit because of his brother or whatever. This was fine. I just wonder, I hope, knock on wood, whoever's up there, whatever, I just hope Trey Miguel is well enough for the Slammiversary match. And if not, I've seen Myron Reed wrestle before. He could hoop. I just hope TNA lets him be a part of the Rascals. Not saying that they'll win the titles, because I don't think the Rascals are winning the titles at Slammiversary. But in the event that they do, I wonder, you know, how that would work. I hope Trey Miguel is well enough in time. But if not, I wouldn't be upset if we had the wild rascal Myron Reed, you know, help out Zachary Wentz.
Well, we'll find out anyway. But next week on the show, they're going to be doing the international title three-way. We talked about the Elegances is take on Mila Grace and Harley Hudson. Jane and Henley from NXT take on Masha Slamovich and Layne Lee. The Rascals and the Hardys team up, take on First Class and the Nemeth. So if First Class is wrestling, I'm guessing Casey Navarro is cleared, or First Class is going to have a stand-in again for Casey.
But who?
I don't know. I'm kind of hoping that that's not the case. And going back to, I'll take a look at the spoilers and find out for myself. If y'all want to go find out on your own, you can.
I will say that if I had to put any wish out there, and I don't know what this person is doing, I think it'd be funny if you got Rich Swann back.
He's given some interviews. He had an option year that wasn't picked up, is what I believe he said. and then he had his legal troubles, and now he maintains that he's sober, that he's working the system, which is great. But he's been working. I did see him at WrestleMania week working, I think, the Dragon Gate show. So he's been out and he's been wrestling. I know I think he's done GCW, but for him to come back to TNA, listen, I'm not against the idea.
I think he did House of Glory recently, too.
It's very possible. He's been out there. He's been working. Cut off the dreads, and he's just been doing his thing. And not that because he cut off the dreads, he's doing his thing. I'm just pointing out that if you see him, you will see him with a new haircut. And yeah, he's doing his thing, and he's looking good. So there we go. Someone saying Jensen doesn't even spoil the TNA spoilers anymore. Well, that's because he doesn't always get them. That's the other thing too. The Pittsburgh ones, I really had to dig deep to find. The ones in Arizona after Against All Odds, I had to dig even deeper for those. So sometimes you find them and sometimes you don't. Sometimes we publish them, sometimes we don't. So that's why Jensen doesn't always do it. On the Weekender podcast, by the way, every weekend here at FightfulSelect.com, best of $5.99 in the business. Hooray! Shall we get to the main event?
Main event time, yeah. Let's talk about it.
Well, that's really what it was. The King's Speech. And I look over and I'm like, oh, Kazarian thinks he's Elvis because he's got the glasses. Hence the King.
Bro, that LeMay shirt and into the stratosphere. Shirt. Into the stratosphere. Frankie Kazarian.
Ain't it great?
You know, if dressing like a heel was an art, him and Seth Rollins are on opposite ends of the spectrum, but also correct.
It's fantastic. So anyway, he comes out, then Henry and Santana comes out, Trick comes out. Basically, this is all just a setup to have Trick and Kazarian beat up Henry and Santana, but not before, like, they do the funny bit where Kazarian's like, you have anything to say? And then the baby face says something, and as he starts to say something, Kazarian pulls the microphone, does it to Henry, but then tries it on Santana, and Santana grabs the mic and he threatens Kazarian, says, I'm not here to be corny or be a whack ass rapper. I'm here to be the best, and blah, blah, blah. And then Henry tells Trick that he's going to get his ass whooped. And then Santana's going to have to wait because it's not his time. It's still Henry's time because they still cheer him and chant his name, blah, blah, blah. Trick calls Santana a liar. He calls Henry a liar, says, yeah, I'm going to take over your brand. I'm going to make you sick, man. Let's talk about it, because that's been his whole modus operandi for this whole TNA title run. Trick and A, let's talk about it, but let's not actually talk about it because I'm a heel. Kazarian plays up Trick, and Trick attacks Henry and Santana. Trick and Kazarian stand tall. That's the end of the show. I can't tell you that this was an excellent anything. This wasn't good. This is just Kazarian in a main event segment for some reason, because he's not in the main event. But now I'm starting to think maybe they'll make him the special guest referee or some shit.
Bruh. I'll be real with you. I want to focus on the middle part of this. When Frankie was doing the you're not talking and you're not talking, Joe Hendry, you should have snatched that mic like Mike Santana. That's how I knew you were about to be the third wheel. That pissed me off. Secondly, Santana, I get where you're coming from. You're saying Trick is a whack-ass rapper and you ain't come here to sing no corny songs. The corny songs really was doing it for TNA, because if you want to keep it a buck, good wrestlers in TNA is like saying the sky is blue. You guys are really good down there. You guys are exceptionally good down there, bro. But that doesn't mean you always get your day in the sun. The song's corny, yeah, but everyone chants this song from WrestleMania to Slammiversary to NXT. Corny it may be, it's over. Like Trick said, you can say I'm a whack-ass rapper, but I pinned you. Yeah, that's always, to me, that's always going to be the stinger. If they say, oh, you suck, you're a loser. Okay, but I beat you, so what does that make you? Is he a whack rapper? Hey, listen, wrestling rap is subjective, okay? Yeah, if you like him, you love him. There's good ones, there's bad ones, and then there's John Cena. So you know what I mean? You do what you got to do. It just made me upset, because it's like, Joe, you standing there while Mike Santana running you down, and just the camera work. You're the dude standing in the back. You're the dude standing in the back. Santana not even addressing you. He's talking straight to Trick like you don't even exist. And you're kind of standing there like a jabroni. I didn't like that. This is just me saying what I don't like. I didn't like that. And then, bro, you should have snatched that microphone from Santana, because I'm going to defend you. I'm going to defend you. That's what I'm going to do. But, like, seriously, when people say that, well, Joe Hendry's not that guy, pal, tonight you look like you weren't that guy, pal. You really looked it, and I hated it. I hated it. Also, Frankie Kazarian, stop glazing. Stop glazing. Chuck, don't even go here. Stop glazing, bro.
Let's talk about it.
I could keep talking about it because it makes me upset. I like Joe Hendry. I've been watching the highlights from NXT, and it's like, bro, there is a conversation to be had about trying in NXT and trying in TNA. But I can't blame him because when you were hot, TNA said, so I can't blame you.
He's still under a deal to them. He's still under their deal. It wasn't until the WWE stuff started calling that he was like, ooh, there's a chance. So I'm going to take advantage of this.
But also, look at who they were putting him against. Frankie Kazarian. You did, like, I think he took it off of Moose. You know what I mean? No, that wasn't Moose.
Took it from Nick.
Took it from Nick Nemeth. But it's like, you know what I mean? Like, this, there were things that TNA could have done. But by the time you did it, if I'm Joe Hendry, I'm like, yo, bro, I'm going to act my wage. you're telling me that, yeah, you're over from the outside looking in. Again, this is copium. And if this is copium, I'll take that. But you're not going to tell me that I'm super over. I've got everyone chanting my name. I should be champion. I'm going to keep losing until I win. And it's here, damn. And you get a couple of feuds that are like, here, damn. And you want me to try? I tried.
You couldn't really give them a serious anything until Trick came along.
But who was serious that he was wrestling?
Who was serious? Kazarian was a serious contender. Even the AJ Francis match could have been serious. Like, again, it's about the storytelling. It's not about who you're facing. It's the story.
Okay, but did you really think Francis was going to win or Kazarian was going to win? There was never that doubt.
Hey, man, you never know. That's the thing about wrestling. Anyone on a bad day can lose a match.
You're right. I've never wrestled. I can't do what a wrestler does. I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
that's just the conversation here. And also, so someone had pointed out that, you know, Piledriver Finisher said, like, Santana didn't come to do the things that he's saying these other guys do. He doesn't rap. He doesn't do songs. He beats ass. And that's what he's saying he's going to do. That's how he gets over. He gets over by beating ass, not by singing songs and rapping. That's kind of what Santana's kind of point was, is that he's going to be a fighting champion, not a rapping champion.
I feel like even if Santana, who don't rap, released a diss record, it would still be better than Trick.
I mean, low bar, but yes, absolutely.
I gotta tell you, he has that swag like Eddie Kingston has that swag. I believe that if you rapped, I could close my eyes. I believe it.
Well, we did it, folks. We lasted an hour. We didn't think we would this week, but we did it. And we've got Slammiversary coming up in a couple weeks. We've got plenty of content here on the channel. FightfulSelect.com, the best $5.99 in the business. There's plenty going on, so go ahead. WWE has stuff going on. AEW has stuff going on. TNA has tons of stuff going on. MLW has whatever. There's plenty of wrestling. Now I'm just talking for the sake of talking. Cresta, what you got going on?
Guys, my name is Cresta Star. I'm here falling apart on Twitter Monday through Friday. I'm clocking. You can find me on all four social media at Cresta Star, except for Twitter, where it's at Cresta the Star, because I had an aneurysm. Oh, I got blocked, or whichever one it is. I'm here every Thursday with Joe Pearl going over TNA Impact, having a juke and laugh about one of my favorite professional wrestling. And on Saturday, myself, Iridian, and Joe Pearl are talking about AEW Collision. I have a good time there, too. I want to have a good time with you. Cresta Star in all forms of social media. I love you. You love me. Barney was sitting up in a tree. Joel Pearl, where can the people find you?
Well, first of all, I don't cover Collision. That's Ricochino.
Did I say Joel Pearl?
Yeah, you picked the other white bearded guy.
Not all white people look alike, Cresta. Oh my God.
No, but all white bearded guys in wrestling, I get it. It's true.
But Ricochino looks like, oh my God, he was just wrestling the other day. The vanilla guy.
He doesn't look like Blake Christian. What's wrong?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He does not look like Blake Christian. Yes, he does. No, no, he does not. Stop it. No, he doesn't. Listen, white bearded guys do all look the same. I will give you that, but he is not Blake Christian.
I don't see it.
I'm not going to let you get away with that.
He's going to see this like, Cresta, why are you bringing this slander against me?
Who's going to see this? Ain't nobody going to see
Rick.
This.
Rick
ain't listening to our show. The only people who listen to this show are TNA fans, of which Rick is not one of them. Not that he doesn't watch TNA, but he's not going to listen to our post show. And like TNA staff and wrestlers, they're the ones listening to this one. It's like getting the daily briefing for these people, Christ's sake.
I've been running a disinformation campaign on Rick saying he looks like Blake Christian since I've seen Blake.
I'm bringing this up tomorrow on In the Weeds. That's when I know Rick's watching.
Rick is gonna send me another DM like, Creston, you've got, I'm gonna send you a cease and desist. You gotta stop this.
Can't believe you just called him that.
He never works when Blake Christian is wrestling. And when he does, Blake, it's a pre-recorded when Blake Christian is wrestling.
It's one of those. It's one of those. Yeah. It's not that all white people look the same.
Anyway.
Oh God, In the Weeds, 10 a.m. Eastern, Monday to Friday. Jeremy and I are here tomorrow because we can be. And Cressa and I are here every Thursday night. This is what you get from us. We're gonna talk about DNA and we're gonna do whatever that just was. Remember, kids, just get through it. Ladies, gentlemen, friends beyond the binary. We'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Bye, y'all.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.